Bye bye.
Does that mean that
did
anyway.
We do good?
Good night. All right.
And Dan has to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Yes.
I hope I didn't talk too much.
Oh, no. No. Actually, this show flowed really well.
That was good. Great.
Okay, the fact that we got off topic really easily, we still came back to address everything. Yeah. Okay. And everything just flowed really well.
Yeah, awesome. I have a tendency to ramble and
that's good.
Take over conversations, so...
No, there was very minimal people talking over each other, which I was happy about.
Yay!
I thought it was a really great balance.
Awesome.
Lots of fun.
Yay! Yeah.
And your input was great. Both of you. It was great.
Aww.
It was a fun episode.
And I was nervous, but it was so much not nerve-wracking at all.
Yeah. We're just chilling.
Yeah, because it totally was just
we're
a conversation. I almost forgot there was a microphone in front of me, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I did forget multiple times if you didn't see Adam going, hey,
yeah,
you.
It's incredible how sensitive those mics are to proximity. Like, if you're within this distance, you're good. But if you're here, all of a sudden you're way too quiet.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I was telling Dan when he was letting me in that... like, last Wednesday, I was talking to my friend Liz about the podcast, because that was when I was about halfway through the archive.
Yeah.
And how much fun the games were, and how I kept being like, oh, I bet I could have got that answer and everything. And I told her, you know, I have this... I feel like it would be really cool if sometime they asked me to be a guest. But that probably won't happen, so whatever. And then I got the email... I got the message from Dan on Monday night, and I was like, awesome! Oh, holy crap, now I'm nervous. I'm going to suck.
When you mentioned that you were nervous on Facebook, I really wanted to have this poignant statement. It's like, oh, well, realistically, it's just a conversation that's taped and kind of guided. But I didn't want to, like, sell us short at the same time because it's really just, you know, us hanging out in my living room with a lot of microphones sitting around.
Yeah, no, it totally is. While you were
and
in the bathroom, I was
beverages.
Mentioning that I kind of forgot there were microphones. Like, it was just a conversation.
With the exception of occasionally awkwardly leaning forward to make sure that...
Right, yeah.
Which, I did order one of those radio station scissor mic stands.
Nice.
The ones that, you know, kind of compact and you can push around and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So I got one to test out, and then if those are successful, they weren't too expensive and potential later investments so that we're not relying on... those things, and we can sell those stands and...
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, speaking of my post on Facebook, you had mentioned that doing the blackout probably didn't affect anybody, but at least one person I know went to the website
today. I saw
that. And I tried to succinctly describe what the podcast was since he couldn't get to the website. But he was like, their website is blocked out because of the SOPA thing, so what's it about?
For whatever reason, in Chrome, I could still access the... Was that planned?
No, but one thing that's really funny about it is the JavaScript animation at the top where it cycles through the images still occasionally popped up.
Blips.
So it's you'd see stop SOP act, and then every now and then, picture. But no text with it, though. So it's just like, Matt Walson and Angie. Where did you come from? I thought I was just supposed to stop the act.
Stop Matt Walstead and Angie. Away!
I guess if I have to. Thank you, Internet, for telling me what to do.
Yes. So let's move into bonus track now.
Bonus track.
Ooh.
Play another round of movie bluff.
I forgot we were doing a bonus.
Yes.
So much.
Bluffering.
So we'll pretend that the game is still going, but now scores are reset to zero. So,
Jen,
you get to start, and it goes
again?
To Adam first.
Oh, dear. See, I came prepared with a couple, but you said one of them earlier, and then I said one of them earlier.
It's kind of funny, this moment, where you can think of literally any movie
you
want.
I know. And I always think that when I'm listening. I'm like, how is it so hard to pick a movie? Which way are we going?
It goes to Adam.
To me.
All right. I'll do a relatively easy one, I think, to get us going. Love Actually.
Love Actually.
And if I stump you on this, I'm going to laugh so hard.
Is a movie that I have not seen in its entirety.
Oh, but there are some easy go-tos
there.
There
are really easy go-tos there. That's why I'm going to laugh very hard if I stump you with this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to say, oh yeah, okay, yeah. You can not see this movie and still know some of the actors in it because it's
so
that,
true
that popular, and it's a star-studded cast. And I'm going to sound like a complete idiot if this guy isn't in this movie, but Hugh Grant is in it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You passed.
Good. And so, I'm not taking any chances. I'm going to say movie.
Hugh Grant movie.
I should see that one, though.
It's
in its
you
entirety.
You really should.
Yeah. I really thought you were going to say Keira Knightley. So I was...
Yeah, she's pretty much the standard, I think.
Yeah.
People who haven't seen it know she's in it.
Yeah. About Keira Knightley earlier.
Yeah. And what we think of her.
Yeah.
Positive or negative?
Well...
Positive when she was Elizabeth Swann.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Liked her in Pirates, but she has quirks that detract from her performances.
She never closes her mouth.
Yeah,
yep.
And she doesn't close it even more in this movie that I just saw last night that was called A Dangerous Method.
Isn't that the new one that she's in?
Yeah, it's all indie, and it's about Sigmund Freud. And
oh, yeah, I heard about Carl that one Jung. On the movie podcast.
It was about sex. Yeah. Let's not be discreet.
They didn't like it very much.
Just entirely.
Yeah.
I will...
7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Hmm.
Well...
And I was like... Mm.
Anyway. I will say for... You said Hugh Grant, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to go with Mickey Blue Eyes movie. So another Hugh Grant movie for you.
Okay.
I think I saw that when it came out.
Yeah, that one was a while ago.
He's in About a Boy, right? I'm thinking of the right person.
Yes.
Okay, About a Boy. Cast.
Crap.
Because somebody else did something a lot like About a Boy.
There's a similar one that's
John Cusack did a very similar.
Was that the one where the kid was like an alien?
Yeah,
though? That was Alien Child or something like that. It was something really.
It was really similar.
Yeah,
in its awkwardness.
Well,
in its awkwardness.
Yes,
not,
in the awkwardness.
Not in its plot.
Yeah.
I'm going to call your bluff.
Okay.
Yes!
You're right.
I'm like, if I act cocky, she'll never know.
I was totally going to guess.
That's
and
what I did
I
with Mickey
like,
Blue
wait
Eyes.
A minute.
She's like, I can't think of anything else, but
that's
I'll say
what
it really
I saw
confidently.
In your eyes.
Well, I was totally going to guess, and then I was like, wait a minute. She said he's in About a Boy,
I
right? So.
Well, I was making
ha-ha.
Sure, but yeah. Even though I think that's cheating, but... All right.
So he was also in Four Weddings and a Funeral, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and he was in.
Okay, so I knew stuff. I just had to.
There are
think.
Various other places. You
I was
going to
go with
one,
Bridget
but...
Jones's Diary.
But... Oh, see, I totally could have gone with that one.
Yeah,
I could have run with that one and probably stumped Adam. Actually,
yeah, probably.
Mm. But luckily it died. So Jen, you have the first point again.
And
yay! I fail.
I don't
Adam,
suck.
Adam starts this next one. It goes to Jen first.
Okay. Well, then...
So far, I don't suck.
Yay!
No guarantees
I do
for the rest
really
of the
badly.
Game.
I didn't get 1 point last round.
I...
It never really got around
it,
to this
yeah,
corner.
Yeah, it didn't get around to
I was
very
like,
much.
All right. No pressure.
I'd like to start with something... Something nice.
Something fun.
Yes.
Enjoyable.
E.T.
Something... Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Adam's eyes are squinted.
Yeah.
They are. It's kind of sad.
That might be bending the rules a little
evil.
Bit.
What, are you going to do a music video?
No.
Christopher Walken?
That's what I thought of, too.
Nice.
Ooh. That opens
awesome
up a can of worms.
Video.
That is. That's kind of cool.
Can I... Why couldn't I start with an actor? Because I really...
The Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel video
is
in
because
the sun.
Because there is a better chance that from a full cast, with the way that we start out these rounds where it's all very nice and friendly, if you would be willing to limit yourself to more of a friendly actor, right. somebody mm-hmm. who has a lot of known movies.
Yeah, because if you name a movie someone hasn't seen, they at least have a chance of guessing someone who's in it. But if you name an actor that someone hasn't heard of, they're kind of screwed.
That's what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we always start the rounds generously. I just, you know, it occurred to me that we always start the round with a movie. And
I think there was a point to that, that it was just for ease of ensuring knowledge of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or chance at.
Okay.
Potentially.
Indeed. Well, I think just this once, because it's my game.
Your game.
I'm starting with an actor, and okay. I do like the idea of starting with Christopher Walken. So, yes. Christopher Walken movie.
I'm going to go Hairspray cast.
Okay. John Travolta and also cast.
Kids at home.
I kind of
girls high five.
Girls high five.
Girls that, high five.
Oh, high I know five. Her first name, but what's our
it's
last name?
Do the play by play.
It's oh, oh, that's why I didn't. It's Amanda Bynes.
This is true.
Movie.
Should have gone on cast.
I invoke
forever.
The TV rule.
Know, right?
Yep.
And to say all that.
Let's see. Can I get their names, their last names?
Oh,
correctly?
Yeah. The last names is a problem.
They're ooh. Mostly just no, known by their first names. Can I just say a first name?
No, no, because oh, I know both of them.
I, yeah, yep. I know a few.
Yep.
Ooh, and I just corrected myself, so now I'm right. I had to think about it for a bit, because you have to think of one of the TV shows that they were also on, where Coolio did the intro to it, and they covered it.
I think I'm thinking of that, but I'm not remembering.
I was vague enough.
No, I think that's exactly what I'm thinking of, but I'm not.
Can I ask you a serious question here, Jen? Who loves orange soda?
Kel loves orange soda. I just don't remember Kel's last name. Shit.
Ooh.
If you stump her on this one, I'm going to be so
sad if you stump me on this one.
What's her name?
Who else was on that show?
I can think of a couple people.
Yeah.
I
got two
I
could
immediately.
Crap. Three.
A few more, more that I could pull out of my ass.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you about 30 seconds on this one. Not to
I don't know if it's going to happen.
I just thought of a kind of a
obscure
I'm thinking Keenan and Cal,
way.
But I can't remember either of their last names. I can picture them both very clearly.
So
yeah,
I've
got both
a sense of
them.
Camaraderie.
There's just a third one that I'm trying to think of. I can't think of her name, but her name is said on every...
I know
uh-huh. I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Thinking of my favorite.
I know the answer.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to take a left turn. I don't think she was ever actually on all that, but since I can't remember either of the last names of the people who I know were, I'm going to take a stab at Michelle Trachtenberg because she was on Pete and Pete, and there was some crossover.
I don't ooh. Believe that she, unless she guest starred, I don't believe she was part of the official cast, but I'm already halfway
check
into looking it up.
Stuff.
Okay. But she probably wasn't, but I know her full name, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
But who the hell was I thinking
Lori
of?
Laurie Hall Sanderson?
No. Laurie Beth Denberg.
Yeah, that's the one.
Laurie
Beth Denberg.
But what else has she been
she's
in?
She's so funny.
She was in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was, when Justin Long was trying out to be a cheerleader, she was one that he was supposed to hold up.
Yeah.
And
then
oh crap, Kel Williams or Keenan Williams? It was one of their last names.
Keenan
Thompson. Keenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I thought it was Kel
those
Williams
are like
too.
The easiest
but I,
yeah. last names ever. Yeah.
That's why I was like,
I
no.
failed.
Just yeah. when I was
then
Johnson.
You also could have gone really clever and said because there were music groups on all that as well. NSYNC was totally on all that.
I'll call shenanigans
yeah.
on a
Justin
band.
Timberlake.
Yeah, if you named
is
one
an
of them.
Actor.
Hey, you could name Lance Bass. And say movie, and
I was thinking of the obscure ones that I can't think of their names because they haven't been on Robot Chicken, like Lance Bass and
right.
Yeah. Well, there was at least one movie that had
Joey
Joey
Fatone.
Yeah. And yeah.
So it looks. I mean, I don't Michelle know Trachtenberg last names was on Harry the Spy.
That makes me so happy.
Adventures of Pete and Pete, and Clarissa explains it all.
I love that show.
But
I tried. It was a fair guess. She did a lot on that station at that time. So.
A valiant effort.
It's true.
All right.
So Adam got the point that time.
So
Jen,
for that point.
Jen has a point. Adam has a point.
You did.
Katie, you start and it goes to Jen first.
Okey-dokey.
That just so that comes back in a second here.
I'm going to go with. This is always so hard, and it shouldn't be. Okay.
Exactly.
Actually, I think I'm gonna do starting with an actor also.
See how this takes off. See if we can.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bonus track. This. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Get more lax with the rules.
Yeah.
This is a sucky choice, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Go for
Cameron Diaz movie.
All right.
I got a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some fun directions.
Plenty. I'm just trying to think which direction to go with this one. There's Something About Mary cast.
Ah, Ben Stiller movie.
I've been in the mood to watch this for a while, so I will say Zoolander.
Yes.
But say movie.
For
Ben Stiller
movie.
I will go with Meet the Parents. Right? Yeah, he was in those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Meet the Fockers instead. Meet the Fockers.
Okay.
Cast.
I hope I'm not wrong about this one, but Barbara Streisand?
She is in that.
Movie.
Ooh.
Ooh! Ooh, pick me. It's another movie that I was forced to watch that I didn't really want to.
Aw. I wonder if it's the one I'm thinking
no
of.
Offense, Em. Actually, I don't know.
She did really like it.
Oh, duh. Okay. Wait, is that her? No, it's not. Oh, God. I'm glad I didn't say that.
I think I know what you were thinking of.
I think you know don't what I was thinking not. Of, too. let's see.
Well, wait, was it?
Well, I've got a movie. No.
I'm really curious what
I like their faces
they're thinking
right
about
now.
Right now. They're
but go ahead, at go each ahead. Other I'm intrigued to see what you come up with first.
I think we're on the same wavelength for the movie that she's not in. but as for a movie that she is in,
Barbara.
And I'm going to challenge you. Hello, Dolly.
Nice.
That would have been my direction.
I like it.
Cast or movie?
Oh. I'm going to say...
Please go cast.
I don't know. You could go movie.
Dan's like, please
that's,
go
I suppose movie. That's fair enough. Either one could be challenging.
Well, I've already put out a pretty big tell there, so I'm gonna say movie.
I forgot movie? There's the bluffing element to this game.
All right, then I will say Funny Girl. And I wonder. I need to think of this guy's name.
It's worth doing. Before we go on, we were both thinking of Hocus Pocus,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we were.
And but that is not Barbara Streisand.
That's no. Bette Midler.
Yeah. I feel like we were on a very good wavelength.
That's
funny. It was really wrong at the same time.
Co-hosts.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Can that be your little thing? Just pull that out separately.
Yeah.
Have it just by itself. That's, co-hosts.
Highlight reel.
And I will also go with movie instead of trying to think of that guy's name.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara. And South Park doesn't count.
Aw. I don't think she played herself, did she?
I would really hate to think if she did.
I know. I don't think she would.
So many insults.
Barbara Streisand. Okay.
Pressure.
I know. I'm going to...
We're still on Barbra Streisand movie?
Yep.
Yes? Okay.
Under pressure.
There's a direction I kind of hope you go with this.
Yeah,
that will lead to, that would lead to possibly some stumping of Adam. Possibly.
You That's know, true.
I'm going to say that Dan doesn't know another Barbra Streisand movie and call his bluff.
And I'm going to screw this up, but I'm trying to think of the... Oh God, what's it called? Because it wasn't Meet the Fockers 2. It was...
That doesn't count. You can't do Meet the Parents after doing Meet the... That's so...
No, but there was a third one. There was a third one.
Yeah, there was Little Fockers.
Can you do that?
That's the one!
No!
Oh, I said it.
Yeah, you did. Thank you for... Thank you for giving me the answer.
I was kind of hoping you were going to go Yentl there, because I think I'm the only one who could probably name another cast member from Yentl.
Oh, yeah, that would have...
But I totally could. Yeah. And it actually would have transitioned back
so
into stuff people know,
and
I think.
I forgot
because
about
Mandy Patinkin was in that movie.
Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin was the love interest in Yentl. That would have transitioned really fun.
Freaking love Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to think of Little Fockers.
And then I said it.
Yeah.
Derp.
And help me out.
So, that's...
Oops.
Free point. Yay!
That's point for Dan.
Go team, you're welcome.
Dan's Thank got you. One.
Obviously, we're
you
on the
have
same
one.
Team.
Jen has one.
Jen's got
Jen, you start, and
I
it goes to Katie
again?
First. Yes, you do.
Oh dear.
Why did I say it?
Deep Impact cast.
Ooh, ooh.
I haven't seen it, so therefore, I guess. You seem
that
certain
makes me
that
feel
you know
mean,
cast.
And like I should maybe
nope,
start with something
you've
else.
You've got a point.
But well, that makes me sad. Well, that's a cheap
in,
point.
In good sportsmanship, we like to have...
Yeah, the first one the should go
up.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go somewhere else.
That's a start, at least. Yeah. We have to get at least an answer in before we can kibosh it.
To keep it sporting,
okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Cast. Orlando Bloom. Also cast.
Also cast. So I will go with Elijah Wood. Movie.
Okay. One of these days, we're just going to
go in a circle
name
forever
people
and name every single person in it.
Yeah, and then I'll get bored and change it again anyway.
Exactly.
And name people. Yeah. Okay. Elijah Wood.
There's a direction I'm hoping you go with this.
Back in the direction I wanted to go. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Oh my God.
That works too.
Okay, seriously. All right.
And then, wait.
Cast.
There you go.
Okay.
You're the person who needs to remember to do that.
Well, yeah.
There are many directions I could go with this. Where do I want to go? Let's say Liv Tyler movie.
Ew. That thing you do. Cast.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Thank
or
you.
Wait, yeah, okay.
which we got stuck on this one before.
Yeah. I know, and I was so pissed because the person who nobody knew who he was went to my high school.
Did he?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was Minnesotan.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in Robbinsdale.
Okay.
I went to Cooper, and, well, I won't say his name right now because
no.
in case
Dan's
it comes up again.
Intently.
No,
but
it's because I can go through his repertoire pretty well.
Yeah. There was a person, someone named last week or the week before that I was like, are you kidding me? Do you don't know who he is? That makes me sad.
I will say Ethan Embry movie.
Ooh.
Which there is a bridge
Adam
to this. There is a bridge to this that relates to another actor that we've already mentioned. And they're actually talking about making a sequel of one of Ethan Embry's movies that was made in late 90s, early 2000.
I don't know where you're going with this.
What's he look like?
Aww.
Sad puppy.
He He has red hair.
Oh.
That's what always makes me sad. It's funny when you can't think of something they've been in, but when you don't know what they are or who they are, it's like, aww.
Yeah. The name is definitely familiar, but I'm sorry, Ethan Embry. I must yield the point.
They are thinking about making a Can't Hardly Wait 2.
Oh, I forgot he was in that. I was going to go National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation. Right.
That would work. Or I'm Googling Empire Ethan Records. Which
oh, yeah. Which I need to see.
That's where I almost went with Liv Tyler.
I have to see that again
because I've only seen that once and it was a long time ago.
His brother and sister appear in it.
Nice.
Like, his brother is one of the kids who he moshes with when he puts on aggressive music, like, the second time. And then his sister is one of the customers, so it's just a bunch of redheaded kids running around the set, essentially.
By the way, it's not as sad that you don't know his real name, because in the movie That Thing You Do, he doesn't have a name. His name is The Bass Player.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I believe it's abbreviated at one point to TB Player.
Yeah. Which, I mean, okay. I didn't want to go with Tom Hanks immediately.
Yeah. I think that was another one.
I couldn't think, what was the guy's name that we were trying to...
Steve Zahn.
Zahn. I knew there was a Z in it, but I kept thinking it was Zach something. Yep. I was like,
Steve Zahn went to my high school, and he came back to talk to an acting class that I wasn't in, and they wouldn't let other people come in to the class because they thought it was going to be too full. So I had choir that period, and I took the bathroom pass, and I stood in the doorway and watched him talk for a couple minutes.
Steve Zahn.
And then he spotted me in the doorway, and I ran away. that's my Steve Zahn story. But my brother actually sat down with him over coffee or something and discussed a screenplay or something like that at one point.
Cool. I can't remember the source, and I might have to look this up while I'm talking about it, but there was a list of the 20 most punchable faces in entertainment, and was on there pretty reasonably, just because of his apathetic type of character that he always plays.
And his voice.
He also played Harold Hill at my high school, opposite the current choir director's Marion, which was kind of interesting, because when she directed Music Man later, she seemed to have forgotten the jokes in the show, because the blocking and things that she tried to do did not make any sense.
Huh.
So the list that I'm thinking of is on Uproxx, UPROXX.com. And it's a list of 20 most punchable faces, and he was on there, and I thought that was interesting since we had just recently talked about him.
Yeah.
But
I heard Steve Zahn about how we wanted to punch him.
Yes.
I heard Steve Zahn.
So now I have 2 points. Adam has 1 point. Jen has 1 point.
Katie still
and
has
I'm
Jen,
again.
You start again.
Okay. But I thought of a good one.
It goes to Adam.
I thought of a good one. American Pie cast.
Okay.
Ooh.
Shannon Elizabeth movie.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back cast.
Oh, okay.
Lots of room there.
I almost said, is it Suzanne or Susanna the orangutan?
Suzanne.
Yes.
Because of the Weezer song.
Yes.
One of my favorite Weezer songs.
Yeah, okay,
you said
me
Jay
too.
And Silent Bob
That's a good
cat,
one.
Or Strike Back
cast.
Okay. Oh. Ben Affleck isn't in that one, right? No, he's not. Nope. I'm thinking of Mallrats. Okay. don't laugh at me.
Suzanne is
in
the
credits. I don't think that's why we're laughing, actually.
What?
Suzanne's in Mallrats.
Yeah.
As well, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how the credits end with, but that was another story.
Ah. Yeah.
That's what I should have done right from the start. Suzanne.
You would have stumped me.
Oh.
There's one really obvious one you could go with, but
probably.
Yeah, there are a handful.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to kick myself. I don't think I've actually ever seen this full movie.
Really?
But, yeah.
Nor have I, actually.
But
I should
know some people in this.
I don't know, that song stuck in my head.
No, that's
you think you can name somebody in 30 seconds?
I'm just going to save you the 30 seconds and say I concede. Yes.
You concede?
I concede. Because I was just going to say Suzanne the Monkey, because that's the only thing I'm sure of.
Not Ben Affleck, who was in fact in it.
Oh, he was. I was so sure he
and
wasn't.
Matt Damon.
I didn't actually know
and
that.
And Jason Lee.
Yeah.
And Kevin Smith.
I was thinking
Jason
Kevin Smith. And by the way, I totally would have gone with Mallrats for almost any of your answers, because most of them would have applied.
Or Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my first swear of the show.
It finally came about.
I've dropped a few. Oops.
Wow, I won twice. I feel validated.
No way.
Sorry.
Actually, I was in on it all along. I'm a little sad it didn't come back to me very much toward the end there. It was kind of bouncing around away from me. I kept starting them, but then they never came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does happen sometimes. Yeah. I know that's happened to Dan a couple of times.
Yeah, there was one game where I think I might have... I started most of the rounds, and it may have come back to me once.
Yeah.
Out of the entire spread. It's like,
I'm also slightly sad I didn't get to play the Leonard Maltin game, because I do quite enjoy that one as well.
As I was walking back from the bathroom, I was like, man, I really should prepare a couple categories just to have that as a fallback. But recently, we've been starting so late when we record that most people are like, well, it's a weekday, so I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is our first post episode bonus tracks that we've done in a long time.
I would love it if you prepared some Leonard Maltin.
I will definitely do that. Yeah.
I would enjoy playing that one.
Yeah. Also, Jen would like to come back.
I've been thinking it'd be fun if we, as maybe a bonus or maybe even
cycle it back in from time to time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I mean, now you have an iPod Touch. So that you can get the Leonard Maltin app as well.
I could.
Ooh.
I think it was just like a couple bucks at most.
Okay.
And it's you're not going to break the bank by picking it up, but then you can save your lists in your iPod.
Sure.
And all you can bring it with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Worth investigating.
Okay. Yeah.
But thank you everybody for listening to another bonus track.
Thank you.
And make sure to check out the new episode number 18.
Yes,
I bet it's number 18. Let me find out, because we never threw a number out during the episode itself.
Yeah,
I didn't write it down.
I think we must be on episode 18, which is convenient because it's
the 18th.
It's the 18th today.
Nice.
Songs podcast.
Planned it that way.
Planned it. Yep.
Yeah, it is the 18th. 18th episode on the 18th. So that lined up pretty well.
Yeah. So you should totally.
So check out episodes 1 through 17. Now that you've listened to the bonus track of the 18th
episode.
It's true. That's where we're at the
golden
episode. Oh, and everyone needs to go on iTunes and give us positive reviews, because we're still at no reviews.
I meant to do that, but I listen at work.
Buffering is an adult.
When you announced it, I couldn't go on and do it at the time.
Yeah, because so far only I've rated it, so it's average rating of 1. Woo. And so it's just my rating. Doesn't
Sad.
Really validate very much.
Yeah.
So everyone should go on iTunes. But thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Woohoo.
Thanks.
Sayonara.
Yay.
Yay.
How long did that turn out to be?